Philadelphia's next budget will not include a series of taxes on gig economy companies. City Council rejected Mayor Parker's proposed taxes, which she said would help close a school district budget gap, pay for pothole repairs, and fund homelessness prevention. Councilmember Catherine Gilmore Richardson says the pushback on the mayor's taxes does not mean her colleagues are against the school district.
I reject anyone who will rise anywhere to say that this council did not stand up to do what we needed to do for our children.
Instead of imposing a dollar per ride tax on ride-hailing services, the budget will send a one-time payment of nearly $50 million to the district. A final budget vote is scheduled for next week. Delaware lawmakers have proposed their budget for the next fiscal year. More from Sarah Mueller.
Delaware lawmakers added additional money to the governor's recommended budget in areas like education and childcare, but they kept the state's savings accounts intact. Meyer says he likes what lawmakers did, but said additional revenue should either be refunded back to Delawareans or spent on them.
When you have additional revenue, you don't just put it away for some day in the future. If we're taking money from you, the private citizen of Delaware, I think we should take it and spend it. We shouldn't just sock it away.
But some lawmakers say Delaware needs to save all that money in case there's an economic downturn or emergency. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
Montgomery County is launching a campaign to encourage non-English speakers to call 911 after officials say use of its interpretation services dropped in 2025. WHYY's Emily Neal reports.
The county's analysis shows that calls to its language line, which provides interpretation for more than 200 languages, dropped by 12.4% in 2025. Calls from Spanish speakers decreased by nearly 14%. That far outpaces the overall 7.3% year-over-year decrease in 911 calls. County officials say the decrease of 911 calls by non-English speakers could be tied to fears sparked by the increase in immigration enforcement since the start of President Donald Trump's second term in January 2025. The Office of Immigrant Affairs and the Department of Public Safety are launching a multilingual campaign to encourage non-English speakers to rely on 911 in emergencies. Emily Neal, WHYY News.
A 1,000-foot Pride flag is being unfurled on the Art Museum steps this morning, marking the start of Pride weekend and month. The flag will be moved around the city throughout the day to Independence Mall, ultimately to the heart of the gayborhood. Today at noon, Philly city officials will raise a Pride flag at City Hall. This year's Pride theme is Raising Our Pride, Honoring Our Legacy. 9:07 in the forecast. It's hot. We get up to 94 today. A mix of sun and clouds to go along with that. It's 78 degrees at 9:07.